Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You've just bought a ticket
on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Poor Wendy Williams.
Oh no, what's up?
Well, you know how she just got on the air the other day and said, she said, listen, I'm not hanging around with a 27-year-old anymore.
Yeah.
They do find me attractive, but I need a real man. Mm-hmm. And I've fallen head over heels for a real man. He's 50 years old. He's a doctor and we're in love.
She was extremely proud.
Oh, so happy.
She says she's not totally in love yet, but man, she's getting there fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he supposedly has it all. He's just got his act together. And, you know, he's a doctor, she mentioned. I think you said that.
Yeah.
He's just truly a professional, genuinely good guy, unlike that deadbeat Kevin she had.
Well, they found the guy, Dr. Darren Porcher.
Oh, good, good, good.
However, he says, nope.
Whoa. Wendy said they're in love. Hang on a second. What do you mean, nope?
Nope
what?
Nope, they're not together.
Huh?
So here's what the deal is. This guy is not a doctor as in a physician doctor. He just has his PhD in criminal law. So he signed on to be a part of Wendy Williams' security team during her turbulent divorce from her husband, Kevin Hunter. He's even appeared on the Wendy Williams show before. However, he says, I'm flattered, but this is not the case at all. I was brought in to provide security for Wendy during her divorce. She wanted someone with an air of legitimacy, but that's where it ends. I'm actually happily, I'm happily in a relationship right now with someone else.
Hey, Sean, can you pull up that audio from a couple of days ago? You got to hear this. If you did not hear this a couple of days ago, we're talking about the Wendy Williams, Sean, where she's professing that she's now in love with this new doctor because he's more her age, not like that young punk that always wanted to follow her to the ATM machine. But she professed this on her show. How embarrassing is this?
Yeah.
He claims he's already in a relationship, right? He's got a girlfriend?
Yeah, he said that I'm not into her.
I got nothing to do with Wendy Williams. And she's... what's wrong with her? Is she on something?
That's a great question, BJ Harris.
I mean, think about this for a minute, though. She, in her mind, thinks they're an item.
Excuse me.
According to what she said on her show, and remember the crowd, the studio audience.
So happy.
They were applauding every word she said. It was the most lovely thing you've ever heard in your life.
But this is the saddest quote ever. Listen, I'm flattered, but it's just not the case. I'm happily in a relationship right now.
Yeah. Well, looking at the guy and reading about the guy, he seems to have his act together.
Yeah.
And she's a mess.
She is a mess.
She's a train wreck, folks.
So
I mean, there's no doubt.
Here's what I think happened. I think that she wanted to brag about this guy so Kevin would see it. And she was thinking that this guy, Darren, would have her back, you know, and not come out and go, oh, hell no. So she could just like brag and say, ha, 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 because maybe Kevin got a little jealous because this was her security detail.
Right.
You know, he's like, hey, you're getting a little too close to that Darren dude. And so then she went on the air. It's like, yeah, we're together. And then Darren's like, no, we're not.
Yeah, I just think, though, for her, I think it would be best if you just brag about it to, like, the paparazzi. He's still going to see it. Kevin's going to see that you're in a relationship or you're claiming you are. But to go on your show and to, you know, lay it out the way she did. I mean, she
gave too many details.
She gave a 5-minute segment on this and how in love they are. And this is the next step in her life. And she made it seem like that he's into her. And now we find out that the guy is like, I don't know what she's talking about.
Sean, did you happen to find it?
Yeah, it's great audio.
Not yet. I'm still looking for it.
Yeah. I thought it might be in the archives here.
That's
we played it 2 days
that's
ago.
What I thought it might be. But it's okay.
I don't see it.
You it's know, not, yeah.
Dag nabbit. That would have been so much fun right
it
there.
Son of a gun. It sells it. Maybe the next hour.
Yeah, just we would have just had, oh my God. Like, yeah.
We would have made Kevin even madder.
Yeah,
because we're playing.
So great.
I think Kevin listens.
Cardi B, I guess she has a birthday song for her daughter. Cardi B's daughter, Culture, had her first birthday party yesterday, and her mom uploaded a song that she wrote while she was still pregnant. Here it is.
I ain't even need to, and I love you to death. Perform live on TV, I hit you under my dress. We did the ruffles and fur coats 100 different ways, but seems like you're getting larger every day. I'm overwhelmed, the pressure's starting to swell. The time to turn in my album is winding down, so I locked in, started working, I was driven, hearing public opinions about my private decision. And that right there, see, love to drive you crazy.
Can you just, I can't. She lost me when she said, I was performing and you were growing under my dress. That's where she lost me.
Yeah.
I was performing and you were growing under my dress.
She is a wacky woman.
Oh, Lord.
Cardi B.
What's wrong with Rosie O'Donnell?
I don't know. She's lost it. She's just so angry.
Something.
I think she's always angry, though.
I do, too. You know, and it's such a shame because when I was much younger, I feel like I was, like, in high school or whatever. I remember watching her on that TV show, and Rosie O'Donnell show, and she was kind of like Ellen, just really fun. And I remember, like, kind of thinking, wow, she was really super cool, really fun, and all that stuff. Boy, she just turned.
She did.
She like got older and she got bitchy.
She's just angry. She's mad at the world. She hates Donald Trump. So, I mean, she lets that ride in everything that she does these days.
But anything she's mad she about says, everything.
Any video she puts out, anything she does, she always comes back to that.
But
you know,
I remember
the
it all went wrong years ago when she went on a tirade about gun control or something. Wasn't it with Tom Cruise or something? And that's where it all just turned. This was, I don't know, 20 years ago. And she just got weird.
You take her, Roseanne Barr. You know, there are certain people, they just seem so angry.
What happened?
And they're multi-millionaires. I always felt like that if I had the money these people had, I'd be the happiest person
ever.
I would
Jamie.
Be the happiest
weekday mornings
person
on Alice
planet.
And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com
you know?
App.
Donald's probably worth $80, $90 million.
Why not do some good? Be positive. Be kind.
Yeah.
Like, she's creepy,
and guess what? You know what? You might not be in favor of what's going on right now with who's in charge in Washington, D.C. It will all pass. Nobody's there forever. It will go away one day. Okay? You live your life. Don't let it control you.
So here's what Rosie O'Donnell said next. She says that Donald Trump has had incestual feelings for his daughter. This is just even uncomfortable to play, but I'll play it for you guys. Rosie O'Donnell talks about Trump's relationship with his daughter.
Talk a little bit about Ivanka Trump and what Donald Trump is doing with her.
I don't know what he's doing with her. I think he's been doing bad things with her for a very long time. There's a creepy incest feel that is very prevalent amongst Donald Trump and his daughter.
Shut up, Rosie. You're the woman that adopted a child and then didn't want it anymore and gave it back.
Yes. You know? Absolutely. Most people don't even know that story.
Yeah.
How ridiculous is that? You go out and adopt a child and you treat it like a pair of jeans that you bought at Kohl's?
No kidding.
And you take it back because you figure that this isn't going to work out?
It doesn't work.
Hey, when you walk in to adopt a child, you're in,
man. Yeah, no kidding.
You're in for life. You know what? You might have some ups and downs. You might have to, you know, re-navigate the thing, but you're in. But she didn't.
No.
You know what she did? She took the kid back.
Yeah, like you said, like a pair of jeans. That's when I lost like all the respect for that woman.
And here she is talking about the president and his daughter like this when she knows nothing.
She doesn't.
That is complete speculation on her part and accusations. And it's wrong. You shouldn't be able to do that.
She's just a nasty person.
I mean, you should be able to sue for things like that.
I know, right?
You really should.
Yeah.
I mean, because that is absolute slander.
And she's just...
And she has no right to do it just because she feels like she's Rosie and she can get away with it.
I just don't know what happened. I just really don't know what... I mean that. She used to be so, like, when I was a teenager, I'd love that show. And she was funny and she'd sing and dance, just like Ellen, you know? Just, you'd love that show. And then, God, just one day she went off on gun control. We all were like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, everything she's approached from those talk shows she had and everything. I mean, she comes out pretty strong and people like her. But then she screws it up because she can't keep her trap shut.
Anyway, that's how we feel. This is BJ and Jamie.
Well, it is. I mean, that is a ludicrous statement. I mean, why would you say something like that when you have no proof whatsoever?
To be relevant, I guess.
Just to be mean. To be vicious. That's it.
Somebody said, no, it was Rosie went up against Tom Selleck. You have the wrong Tom. I remember it was somebody.
Yeah, it was a Tom.
Yeah, but it was Tom Selleck. And she got crazy. She was like, and then.
I couldn't hang with her for a day. Could you? No, could you imagine having to hang out with her? Be her personal assistant or something?
She's just so bitter.
I think she smells.
Now, what? You're not helping. Wait, you're not helping. Like, we cannot be credible if you're doing the same thing she's doing. You're just
anybody else feel that way? I feel like she smells. Well, if she's going to say that stuff, I can say it too.
I think you want to make sweet, sweet love to her.
She is pretty hot.
Right?
Yeah. She's hot.
Anyway, let's see here. What else do I have for you? Oh, the 2019 ESPY Awards went off. Were they last night?
Yeah, I think so.
You didn't watch them?
No, I didn't watch.
I feel like that was kind of your cup of tea.
It is my cup of tea. I don't know how I missed it.
Yeah, right?
But I didn't see it.
All right, so anyway, and Tracy Morgan was one of the hosts, or the host. I don't know. I don't have the information. But here he is talking about his recent accident with his $2 million Bugatti.
As you may or may not know, I just got into an accident with mine. Brand new $2 million sports car. It's one of the most expensive cars out. And I owned it for like 3 minutes and 37 seconds. I didn't even get to put the radio on. I mean, the car dealer, he was still waving goodbye when I got hit. And I called my wife and I said, Booby, I got into an accident. She said, yeah, how much we gonna get? I tell her, I'm sorry, Booby, it wasn't a Walmart truck. It was a lady driving a Honda Civic. She said, yeah, well, how much she gonna get? My wife think getting hit by trucks is a job now. She was like, you need to get up off this $5,000 couch and go on the turnpike and look for another truck. You ain't been hit in 4 or 5 years.
Oh my God. It seems so wrong, especially since somebody died.
It sure does.
Wow.
Jeez.
All right, and then the chick that from the hold on, I'll just read it. Carly Lloyd accepts the award for best team for the United States Women's National Soccer Team.
Wow, it's amazing. We literally just got off a plane a couple hours ago, got hair and makeup in the plane, and we look pretty fabulous, I think. So. Thank you to ESPN, all of our followers, supporters around the world. It's been an incredible journey. Super proud of all of these 22 fabulous ladies. So props to all of you, but thank you so much. And here's to the next World Cup in another 4 years.
Hmm. Wow, all right. Did you watch the parade and stuff?
I saw parts of it. I saw her cussing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
Yeah, well,
that's a pretty harsh word to use in front of all those kids.
What word did, which word?
MF.
Oh.
She used it strong, too.
She did?
Screamed it out loud. You had these little girls sitting there with her.
No.
I thought that was really over the top.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I don't know why. Why do you have to go there?
Do you have it in the system? Oh, she actually, Sean actually, not she.
Is it?
It's over there. It's right there. It's right there. Just play it. Just push play.
There we go. All right, hang on a second.
This is my charge to everybody. Do what you can. Do what you have to do. Step outside yourself. Be more. Be better. Be bigger than you've ever been before. If this team is any representation of what you can be when you do that, please take this as an example. This group is incredible. We took so much on our shoulders to be here today, to celebrate with you today. And we did it with a smile. So do the same for us. Please, I ask you. New York City, you're the motherfucking best!
Jeez.
We pushed the button.
I dumped it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not edited enough.
I think we missed the F part.
I think we missed it. I think that edit was bad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna redo it.
Yeah.
I'll redo it and we'll play it next hour.
Yeah,
that's a little too much.
I would feel like, sorry if you didn't hear that.
But we
dumped it.
Yeah, we dumped the part where it got to it simply because it was just it's not a good edit.
No.
You hear it all. But Jamie, if you saw the video, there she is on the stage, and she's having a great moment. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they did a wonderful thing by winning the World Cup. But you've got all these little girls that are looking up to these women who have just accomplished something that every little girl would love to do, especially if you're into soccer. And then you let that word fly, the MF word.
Yeah.
Like she did. I thought that was so tacky when you have a chance to embrace all this. It's like, what are you doing? You're writing your own rules here? What you can say in public in front of children?
You sound like my grandma.
I'm just saying. But don't you think that's over the top?
I just a little grandpa-y right now.
I'm just saying. It's the way I feel.
Just got a little.
And I
got
to fix that, though.
Well, that part was...
That'll get you in trouble.
Yeah. Sean, where'd you get that clip?
NBC News.
No way.
Yeah,
really?
I took it right out of NBC News.
Wow. They took a chance, didn't they?
I put a bigger bleep on it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, they took that kind of chance, huh?
Yeah.
Because they used those words.
Yeah, that's barely even got a beep at all.
I know, it didn't even have a beep.
It didn't, no. Yeah. They put the beep in between mother and...
Yeah. Wow. That was crazy.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's crazy. All right, and then finally, tonight, big concert. I don't know how many of you are going, but Ariana Grande is in concert tonight. It's the rescheduled concert, and everybody's pretty jazzed about
it. I feel like that Pete Davidson will be in disguise in the audience. I feel like he stalks her, so be on the lookout for Pete Davidson. He's going to have those glasses and that mustache and the big nose on.
Yeah.
Okay. Big disguise.
I hope she wears a ponytail.
Yeah, me. Oh, okay, yeah. Right. You and I are going, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're going
to
be there.
And we both have our ponytails ready to roll, right?
If you've got tickets, look for Jamie and I. We are center front row. We pulled some strings for this.
We really did. Yeah. All right, there you go. Tell a trick.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK. It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.